Hello, everybody. And to finish off this trifecta of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas impressions or review as I play it along, I might as well do the third and last installment of this saga because I finished the game. I can't believe it only took me, I believe, a week to finish this game. I don't know if I bought it a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. But I managed to finish it, bugs and all, without codes. And while I will have to conclude entirely that this game is in no way, shape, or form anywhere near as difficult as a Saints Row, it is definitely not nearly as frustrating. That comment I made when I was playing Saints Row is actually completely unfound, because even with the game being buggy and the controls being fucked up and the textures being fucked up sometimes, you're still able to pass the missions fairly. It's not like you were screwed out of a win, like at Red Faction. Again, just like with, I was going to say Red Faction. just like with Saints Row during that mission where I'm shooting RPGs from an airport and there's thousands of people shooting at me, and somehow I'm supposed to make sure the car stays intact while I get to the plane. And again, you see in the YouTube video that I made how pissed I was when I found out that when I'm literally just about to die and I get hit just as I finish that part, just as I'm about to finish that part. I cursed out the computer like there's no tomorrow. But yeah, there was no moments like that in this game. There was only one time I came close to finishing a mission, or I was actually finished the mission, but I died anyway. but that only took one more try after that, and I finished it. Not like in Saints Row, where I'm fucking playing through some mission 11, 12 times, 14, 15 times before I pass them. It's ridiculous. Sometimes I have to quit for a day and then approach it with a fresh head and tackle. But most of the time that helps. It is definitely the most difficult Grand Theft Auto I've ever played on consoles. All those Vice City stories has some, I wouldn't say wonky controls, but it definitely has some, some control issues, but I mean, you can beat the game. It is possible, and I actually wish I had my old PS3 right now, because I would totally tackle that game now after tackling this one. Although the controls were supposedly better in San Andreas, I don't remember, because I never played, well, this is the first time I'm playing it on console, but I didn't play it on a PlayStation, or, I did play it for Xbox. I did play it as an Xbox original, which I guess counts as the first release. Although that one had updated graphics as well, if I remember correctly. But when I played with those controls, they were definitely, I would say they were a little bit harder to get used to than the PS2 controls. Although I think the button layout is pretty much the same for both. Again, I would have to play Vice City Stories. The last time I played Vice City Stories was probably over a year ago with a friend of mine who actually helped me finish a mission that I was stuck at. And he gets it done in the first try. Meanwhile, I tried to do this like 10, no, not 10 times, I'd say about 6 or 8 times, and couldn't pass this mission in Vice City Stories. Anyways, still haven't finished that one. It's the only Grand Theft Auto I have not finished yet. I did finish Liberty City Stories, which, again, I'm not going to revisit. I'm not going to fucking replay. I have no interest. Again, same with GTA 3. GTA 3, I have no interest in playing. Again, the Liberty City games, other than 4, I never really liked. I never liked any of the Liberty City games until GTA 4. I found Liberty City was always the blueprint of what the future versions of Grand Theft Auto were going to be. And it was. It was the blueprint of what the game still looked, well, the games still have the same perspective, but GTA 5 for PS4 and Xbox One, you know, makes it completely different by making it first person. Like, you can make everything first person. Imagine you had an Oculus Rift with this thing. That would be fucking amazing. But anyways, I have not played the PS4 or Xbox One versions, and I probably won't be playing them for several years from now. Probably until the PlayStation 4 Slim comes out, and by then Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be like, what, $20. So, you know what, I will play it, and I am going to enjoy it, but it'll just be a couple of years from now. Anyways, back to the San Andreas review. I got kind of fucked over on the ending because, as I had mentioned before, there was issues with audio, dialogue, cutting out during the cutscenes. This happened at least 8 times, and it happened during the ending as well. So, I didn't hear half the audio in the ending. I didn't hear half the audio, actually all the audio. Actually, no, sorry. I missed the ending of the Big Smoke battle, and half the ending, and that really, really sucks that I didn't get to hear the audio, and I'm not playing through it again to fucking hear that. The last mission is quite a bit of a pain in the ass, and I wouldn't want to do it again. The only achievement I'm trying to get right now in that game is the sex appeal one. I'm at 97%. I have no idea where I'm going to get the extra 3% from. I have to collect, what is it, all the pearls, which I really don't feel like doing, but I'm gonna do it because I want that achievement, because it's like 100 points, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I've also been trying to do the pimping ones. I know there's one for vigilante, for cops, and one for ambulances, I think, ambulance slash fire. I know there's an achievement for doing one of those, completing those. I'll have to see how to continue in that, because I can't seem to get past level 10. Anyways, so overall, was it worth $3? Or $3 and let's say 75 cents after conversion? I would say yes. I mean, I got my $3.75 worth, definitely. From a value, from an economic standpoint, I got what I paid for. However, I would think that if you re-release an HD version of a game, I would expect you to at least fix the bugs from the previous game. I mean, from the previous version of the game. I mean, look, you could have built this off the PC version, which was pretty well laid up, but then you need the control function, so it's probably based on the Xbox version. With an added different control scheme. And a couple of different mechanics. I mean, compared to GTA 5, the controls are vastly different. And vehicles especially drive the best in GTA 5. Well, obviously, come on. It had to be an evolution, right? So, with this game, the ending would have been more satisfactory had those audio issues not been there. They really ruined it for me. So it loses points on there. Like, I mean, look, if that bug was random, but it's constant. I'm not sure if anybody else has gotten that. I should Google it. But that really, you know, pissed me off. Through regular gameplay, I achieved about 570 achievement points out of 1,000. I'm probably going to get no more than 600 and something out of it. And I believe after this game, I'm going to be playing some Red Faction Guerrilla, which was free. I hope this game doesn't suck. From the little bit that I played of it, it doesn't seem like it sucks. I mean, I did play the original Red Faction. And I enjoyed it. I like the story. I'm not usually a fan of sci-fi shooters, again, or sci-fi games. But I am of this one, which is probably my only exception. I think Red Faction is my guilty pleasure science fiction shooter, or like action game, or in this case, sandbox game. It plays like GTA almost. And you know what? That makes the game comfortable for me. But I'm gonna play it some more and see how it is. And I'll probably do another audio boo on that alone. I try to want to keep these audio boos under 10, 12 minutes. Who the fuck wants to listen to me yap for 20? Besides Vic, maybe, while he's at work trying not to fall asleep. Either that or getting killed. Anyhow, until next time, toodles.